Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Tony Busby joined In the Loop for an exclusive sit-down earlier. You've heard parts one and two. If you haven't, fire up the Odyssey app and maximize that amazing resource. Here is the final installment of the Tony Busby sit-down with myself and John Lopez. Starting with the solicitation of clients, it's been thrown out that Tony Busby seeked out some of his clients that are alleging what they're alleging against Deshaun Watson. Here's Tony Busby responding to that, as well as the accusations of clout chasing being his motivation, and a lot more. Tony Busby within the loop here on Sports Radio 610.
What do you make of them saying that you solicited clients? Is it typical that like there are multiple lawyers coming at people? What's your reaction to that?
No, I think it's pretty common that, you know, a lawyer files a case and it gets covered in the press, that's who the victims call. I mean, as an example, in the Stanley Marsh case, we had almost 30 cases, I think, and I represented every one of those young boys. I represented 14,000 people in the BP oil spill. I think that's a real red herring, but it is true that there were other lawyers involved in this case, but they referred the case to me. So I hear the argument. I guess, you know, when you hear it and you hear it fast and you don't think about it, I guess that's persuasive in some way. But I don't think anybody that looks at it carefully thinks that makes any difference. I mean, it'd be one thing if this law firm, you know, we have 19 lawyers and a staff of 100. We don't advertise. We handle some of the biggest cases in the state and the country. And we get calls from all over the country on cases. And I've just been blessed that I've been able to choose the cases that I choose to work on. And sometimes I'm representing, you know, high-level executives. Sometimes I'm representing families who've lost a loved one. So I'm blessed that I get to pick and choose. But I don't think it's unusual for one law firm to receive referrals from other lawyers. You know, a victim may contact law firm A and then they refer the case to me, especially, you know, when I'm going to put my time, effort, brand and resources behind the case. So again, it reminds me a little bit of what Miss Graham said on the HBO special. It's I guess there's some people that would buy into that, but I think most thinking people see that's silly.
All right, Tony, we appreciate the time. Is there anything else that you want to get out? Anything else you want to reply to, or anything else that you would like, I guess, the city of Houston and our listeners to know?
If anybody, I was very impressed with Ashley Solis's testimony and interview on the HBO special. I was impressed with that. I mean, they questioned me for about 45 minutes, and they asked me many of the same questions that you've asked. And but Ashley has been resolute, consistent, and courageous, and I'm just so proud to represent her and the rest of the plaintiffs in the case. And hopefully, God willing, we'll try these cases. And I think a lot of people who are so negative and critical, they're going to be, you know, they're going to be left eating their words.
Tony Busby on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Tony, thank you so much. Greatly appreciated.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. There you go. Tony Busby on In the Loop. We'll go back through that in the 1 o'clock hour. But your biggest takeaways from what Tony Busby had to say. And again, if you missed it, fire up the Odyssey app. We'll upload the entire interview piece together after the show at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, just going through the whole, all three parts and the whole 35-minute interview that we had with him. Clearly, and you just touched on it there again with him, he talked about the 22 plaintiffs altogether, called it, quote, pretty stupid. Also took a little bit of a shot at, not a little bit, at Leah Graham. Said, had anybody else I had respect for said that, it might be different. Said, and really went, really went hard on Rusty as well. He said he would be the last person he would call if he had a civil case. So he was talking, he was kind of stating his case for backing up his point about their misguided, you know, accusations as to why the case happened by saying, you don't know what you're doing. You know, he said he called them desperate. He said they've given up arguing the law, and that's why they're doing this. And then as far as the 11th hour, you know, not doing the interview with HBO and then coming in at the very end, he literally laughed. You can hear that, obviously, on the Odyssey app, and we'll play it. And he said, that's it. That was their silver bullet. He says, when push comes to shove regarding getting the case to trial, he says they don't want to do it. Then a couple of big points here were the article that he's been tipped off to that's coming up regarding, you know, why the grand jury didn't proceed with the legal case, so with the criminal case. He said, quote, they didn't have the stomach. The DA didn't have the stomach to do it. Said there's going to be some sort of enlightening article come up in the next week or so that's going to shed some light on that. So we're obviously going to keep an eye on that. And then he mentioned, you know, and again, it can be a punchline, but it's very important from his perspective that this the towel and the non-disclosure agreement, the towels were never to be found. He tried to find them, but Deshaun said they no longer exist, or Deshaun's representation found that very interesting. So just on and on and on. He actually called Rusty Harden a gaslighter, a little bit of a name calling there. So really good stuff from Tony Busby, and obviously, you know, we've tried to play both sides and hear from both sides, and he decided to come on with us.
I didn't understand like the towels as much as he was speaking. I guess his claim is that the towels were brought there to keep the DNA, and not put his DNA on the scene. That's what Tony is claiming. But I mean, of course, the towels are gone, right? I mean,
Just saying he was just stating the case. We've attempted to find these for DNA purposes, and you know, was it what kind of DNA? If you know what I mean.
What kind of DNA?
You know what I mean. What kind of DNA was it? You know, was there evidence, you know, of that in other cases?
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 6. Tim, regardless of where you fall on it, that was the Busby side of things. We've heard the Rusty Harden side of things. That was the Tony Busby side of things. He covered a lot of depth. Again, keep it locked, 1 o'clock. We'll go through that again, if you missed it, and if you missed it, you definitely want to hear it at 1 o'clock or after the show. We should post it. Verlander night tonight. Justin Verlander on the bump. 8:40 start. Memorial Day weekend. This is the main attraction in town right now. I don't even think there's anything else even in the discussion when it comes to the best attraction. It's the best team. And it's the best athlete in town, a good Verlander night. Now, they are on the road, but it's must watch. It deserves your attention. I can understand not watching a baseball game every once in a while, but you've really got to watch this because there's not a lot of historic stuff going on around here, and all the historic stuff is happening with the Houston Astros. But this is probably the most significant piece of history. Outside of winning a World Series, mm-hmm. Justin Verlander building that resume and establishing himself as perhaps the next Nolan Ryan / Roger Clemens type of guy that pitches at an elite level into his 40s.
Well, he's not far away.
This development and what's going on is not only impressive like in the immediate, but as far as like observing and witnessing and having like a weekly opportunity to watch history, it doesn't get much better than this Justin Verlander thing. It's a fortunate thing that people didn't envision Justin Verlander doing what he's doing right now, because I can assure you that had anyone in their right mind known that Verlander was going to be this when he came back, he might have priced his way out of Houston. And we're talking about $45, $50 million instead of the $25 million that he got from the Astros.
It's
worth your time.
I think it's also important, yes, but it's also important to know, just from an Astros baseball perspective, we've kicked around the idea and the thoughts of, you know, just how much of a World Series contender are they truly? Well, you're absolutely not a World Series contender if you don't have a pitcher like this. You got to have that one guy at the top that is just going to be your you know, in a 7-game series, 1-4-7, you know, potentially 7. That guy that can just give you the confidence level that you can go into any series and win it. Because let's be honest, we don't know what McCullers is going to end up being. Obviously some pitchers have come up and pitched pretty well. Fromber, Christian Javier, Luis Garcia. But what would be the confidence level if you didn't have that stud at the top of the rotation? So, yes, it's must-see TV. It's something you should go watch for the kind of the romance of it all, you know, the baseball romance of it all. But you're not going anywhere. I mean, it's a necessity. You're not going anywhere without this guy playing this at this level for the duration.
I mean, I kind of channel, like, my expectations as to, like, how long this will last, because when they signed Verlander, I told myself, okay, if he's a top-of-the-rotation type of guy, even the top three, and he lasts the entire season, and just when you get in the postseason or when you have the big games, you have 35 on the bump, and maybe he's able to turn back the clock when it matters right. most. I would have considered that worth every penny of the $25 million. But what it's going on right now, like, this is probably, and it's hard for me to say, and I can already see loopholes on the text line, you know, just firing me up for saying this, but it's the biggest bargain in town. It's one of the biggest bargain contracts in baseball right now of like established ball players. To have this guy doing what he's doing right now, the market value, Scherzer got like over $40 million from the Mets, mm-hmm. and he's not pitching as good as Justin Verlander right now, and he's not coming off Tommy John surgery. So just the fact that this is even happening, it's crazy that a $25 million contract is a bargain. It's historic. It's a mm-hmm. must watch. It's the best athlete in town, best team in town, and a late start on a Memorial Day weekend here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Justin Verlander, my goodness, keep it up, because you, my friend, are a joy to watch. And fathers, get your sons to the ball game. If you can afford to do so, and watch Justin Verlander, not just when he's on the bump, but between innings. It's an absolute joy. You got to see it. It is Nolan Ryan / Roger Clemens 3.0. So yeah. Check it out. You absolutely have to. And I know I'll be watching tonight as the Astros take on the Seattle Mariners after a much, much needed day off. Coming up, shameful donuts and shameful mixed nuts next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
What the heck is J.J. Watt whining about? This was J.J. Watt today on Twitter. Arizona Cardinal now, forever a Houston Texan, though arguably the best player in franchise history. This is J.J. Watt whining.
Whining.
Because he didn't get what he wanted. And John is co-signing
yes.
this display by number 99.
All right, I have a question for everybody out there. So I know I'm pretty much wrong on this one, but that's why I'm asking the world. Yesterday, Zach said, I'm going to bring in donuts in the morning for Buddy, our strength coach. What kind of donuts do you like? I said, wow, that's really nice. I'm a big fan of the pink frosted, I think it's strawberry, and maple glazed. He goes, cool, I'll pick him up in the morning. Shows up this morning, box full of donuts, no strawberry glaze, no maple glaze. I'm extremely grateful for the free donuts, but do I have any ground to stand on to be upset?
No.
Oh, you can shut the hell up, background voice. Not only, the other guy doesn't have any ground to stand on. Hey, Landry, what kind of donuts do you like?
I don't like donuts.
Just play along.
I don't like them.
Hey, Figgy, what kind of donuts do you like?
Just regular glaze.
Cool. Regular glaze. I'll pick them up in the morning.
All right, cool.
And then the morning comes, and you don't have regular glaze. That's the problem. It wasn't that he didn't, if he had just brought donuts, hey, JJ, you want some? No one would have, you know, no harm, no foul. No one, he would have eaten those donuts. But there is a certain thing about us as people. Once you get your mindset on a particular food, even though you get another particular food that is good, it's a letdown. It's a disappointment because your taste buds, your mind is wrapped around that. And I think JJ is 100%. He goes, I'm probably wrong on that. No, you're not. You're 100% right.
He said something, though, that kind of got my attention.
What's that?
He should have just said, I appreciate the donuts.
Mm-hmm.
JJ doesn't care about free donuts. Come on.
Everybody, come on.
He doesn't care about
free. I've seen Rusty Harden.
He's a multimillionaire. Doesn't
matter.
He doesn't care about free donuts. Does it
nope.
matter to him?
You're wrong on that. It's I call it the T-shirt cannon phenomenon. The T-shirt cannon phenomenon is this. I've been to basketball games at the Toyota Center. Rusty Harden on the front row. They bring out the T-shirt cannon. You know what he does?
No, he does not.
100%.
This is a lie.
Nope.
This is a
nope.
lie.
I've seen it with my own eyes.
Let's
get Rusty on.
We'll
ask him. We're not going to ask you about anything but the T-shirt cannon.
This is your worst. This is the lowest you've ever got. Rusty Harden is not sitting there trying to catch a T-shirt.
What is my hand doing right now?
He might brace himself for it, but Rusty Harden is not sitting there braced. You might get sued for this.
Figgy.
You should get sued for this.
Figgy, what is my right hand doing?
Rusty,
it's up in the air.
You to come after Lopez's fishing boat and everything this SOB has.
I'll hire Tony Busby.
Golf course.
I'll hire Tony Busby because
Rusty Harden is not going for T-shirt cannon.
I have seen it
crazy.
With my own eyes.
You are
713-572-4610. Anyone who has been to a Rockets game, they bring out the T-shirt cannon. And
this is slander.
Have you
here.
Seen Rusty Harden stand up and wave his hands like everybody else, like I want a free T-shirt?
Now he's probably clapping for the game, but Rusty Hardman sitting there trying to
let's
get a t-shirt
cannon. Let's go to the loopholes.
Dude, no one is going to co-sign the foolishness that you just threw out. Rusty
I bet you're wrong.
Trying to get a t-shirt?
I've seen
Come
it. Landry, I have seen it with these two eyes.
No way.
I absolutely have. So my point is, no matter how much money you have, you like something free. Everybody likes something free. Doesn't matter if it's a donut or a t-shirt.
Shameful donuts from J.J. Watt. Shameful mixed nuts from J.J. Watt's former defensive coordinator, Romeo Crennel. I brought this up, and it was randomly brought up yesterday, and it just got me thinking. Do you remember when Romeo Crennel was sent as the sacrificial lamb?
Oh, yeah.
During the trade deadline? This was the famous quote that came from Romeo Crennel as we transition from shameful donuts to shameful mixed nuts.
We will trade, but I mean, I told you before, I'm not trading for peanuts. You know, if they want to make a substantial offer, then we will consider it.
Okay. If they want to make a
whose job was that?
We'll consider that. This was probably the worst thing that I've seen in a long time that I don't think got enough attention, because months before that, Jack Easterby, who was Bill O'Brien's right-hand man, was the first voice we heard when Deshaun Watson signed his contract. He would not quit talking. He wanted to be seen, all that. And then stuff blew up, and Jack Easterby was the interim GM. Mm-hmm. And Romeo Crennel is sent to the media to talk.
By who?
Romeo Crennel.
Who could have possibly done that?
To talk about the trade deadline. Yeah. That was like when we talk about Jack and why he doesn't talk, and I'm glad he does. I don't even You know what he's done and how bad he's been from media relations to personnel and stuff. But that was his chance to go up and face the fire. And maybe things would have been different at this point. But it kind of showed just kind of like the lack of accountability that we referred to. And it gets more and more. The only reason it really even like still bothers me, and you've heard McClain say that Jack's basically in a corner now, which is where he should be with the NFL organization.
Mm-hmm.
But why it bothers me is because if you look at Easterby's Twitter feed, it's basically co-signing a bunch of leaders that, to me, represent everything that he's not.
Yeah.
They're very successful. They're good leaders. They're transparent. They're accountable. They would never send Romeo Crennel to the front. They probably wouldn't even want to be the first voice when Deshaun Watson talks. But he tweeted out something yesterday that said something like, you know, all good things take 5 years. There's a 5-year plan. And I'm sitting there thinking, okay, is this what the new spiel is for Jack? Like, is he kind of latching on to the Nick Caserio thing to where he arrived in 2019, so he's trying to buy himself 2 extra years? That really, really kind of like annoys me, because he selectively takes these quotes from leaders, and it's not anything that he's displayed since he's been here. And it I don't know why it irks me. It just really
irk
annoys
you.
Me.
Well, was that one you said, all good things take 5 years or
yeah,
something like that?
Yeah.
Well, I wonder why he's saying that.
Exactly.
You know?
Like it's like selectively using these things from like some awesome, inspirational, great leaders. Like Monty Williams, he was riding on Monty Williams too.
Yep.
Like it just really, really irks me. And it was just really amusing that Romeo Crennel was thrown up there. I know it was a while ago. I just think it's interesting. So I decided I wanted to go back in time and just hear how Romeo Crennel just stepped in front of the media as yep. Jack Easterby looked on with no accountability and completely ignoring the role he had in putting the Texans in the situation they were in.
I mean, we don't talk about Jack Easterby very much. This was brought up anymore because it's working in a sense. We still know he's a fraud.
Yeah.
We still know he has undue power. Yeah. We still know he hasn't earned anything. We still know his track record has been abysmal with any of the things that he laid his hands on. But Nick Caserio, the arrow is pointing up. By the way, I'm getting a lot of – I've seen Rusty do that too.
You have, like, certain guys who just agree with everything you say.
Oh, so that's your story now?
No, you really do.
It's different numbers. It's 5 or 6.
Like, 6 people saw Rusty Harden.
I've seen it. No lie. Yeah. He absolutely does.
Okay.
Yep, right. He yells T-shirt. Give me one.
Thanks for activating the flip phone there, buddy. God, yet the Bite Me subscribers just coming out saying stuff. Listen to a little bit of what Romeo had sounded like, because I want to see how this travels with time and just how awkward this was that he had to go up there and be the guy that took it on the chin.
You know, this year has been a really difficult year. You know, a couple of things. You got the pandemic. You got coaching change. And now around the trade deadline, you got trade rumors. And, you know, I mean, all these guys got telephones, and so they can read the rumors and listen to the rumors and all of that. So I wanted to get those guys to understand that we're trying to win a football game. Rumors are rumors, and there's no no validity.
I can't believe he had to do
the rumors, you know. And so I broached the subject with them because we got a big game coming up, and I don't want them thinking about, am I getting traded? Am I not getting traded? What's going on? You know, and all of those kind of things. So I put it out there and told them that we're trying to win a game. It's what we're trying to do. And we want to be as successful as we can. And right now,
right, that's enough.
You know,
God bless. Was he the GM?
No.
It sounded like the GM was talking.
God bless Romeo.
Well,
for
the
doing
GM
that.
Was talking, kind of.
That was rough, man. That was really rough. I can't believe that happened. That's still one of the worst things that that I've seen in a long, long time. That Romeo Crennel had to go up there and be the sacrificial lamb. Goodness gracious. Shameful donuts, shameful mixed nuts here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. You know what time it is? 713-572-4610. We're headed into Memorial Weekend, the think tank, Memorial Edition. Start your statement with, I think that. Don't ask us how we're doing, because we're just lovely every time we're talking to you on Sports Radio 610. Think Tank coming up next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, 713-572-4610. If you want to get in, start your statement with, I think that. It is the world-famous think tank here on Sports Radio 610. I'll start it off. I think everyone should have an awesome Memorial Day weekend except John Lopez.
Why?
Because every weekend is Memorial Weekend for you. It's like wishing a pothead a happy 420. It makes no sense. You're always fishing. You're always outside. You're always cooking. You're always on a golf course. John Lopez does not deserve a have a good Memorial Day weekend.
Well, work hard, play hard, baby. That's what you get when you raise three kids. They all go to college. They all get degrees. Two of them are married. The other one's getting married. And you're on your own. You can do what you want. And your wife don't care. Yes, I am going to do on Memorial Day weekend. I think I'm going to probably smoke some ribs. Probably go fishing. Probably hang out with Gibson. Maybe hang out at the pool. Whether I'm hanging out in the backyard at the pool, barbecuing. And I do that quite often, every weekend possible.
How is Gibby?
You know, my wife just sent me a picture of him because she's off of school now. She's a school director, and he's living his best life. Describe what you see here.
He's just sitting by the pool with a bone. Does he swim anymore?
I have to be in the water.
Does he go on the steps?
He used to. No, he'll swim, but I have to be in the water. His joints are so bad. But he used to swim like crazy.
713-572-4610. You're on In the Loop on the Think Tank.
Yo, guys, I think Jake Odorizzi and Lance McCullers both need to be carted off the team. Bury those guys in the graveyard, man. That's enough with Brock Osweiler wannabe.
Oh, wow. Brock Osweiler? I kind of thought he was pitching pretty good. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yeah, I think I love the show. I think both you guys should get on Tony Busby's payroll since y'all work for him.
What do you mean by that?
That's ridiculous. Yeah,
it's the Think Tank. That's what he thinks.
He's that guy.
There's jock sniffer right there. I don't even know what to say about that. I mean, there's a lot of allegations. I can say with 100% certainty that guy sniffed Deshaun Watson's jock, and he does it 24/7. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Go. Missed it.
Man, you're sorry. 713-572-4610. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Yo, I think Figgy did a great job the other day on his own the other day on the radio.
There you go, Figgy. Little best.
Appreciate
up.
That, man.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Man, I think they got to get rid of that commercial on y'all station, man. When that dude crashed his car, man, got hit by a drunk driver, man. That stuff had me on my way to work crying, man.
Dude, that is an intense commercial, man. Yeah. I'm telling you,
that
man.
One, the train one,
yeah,
man.
Some of these PSAs too. I don't know what they're thinking with some of these PSAs that they used to play like with. When the overnight, like back when there were overnight days, mm-hmm. I remember when I first started and you have to
remember
work
the PTSD
shift.
One?
Oh, the man. Guy, like,
I think I got it. Let me try to find
dude,
it.
That PTSD one, he's like,
this Figgy saved it.
He basically goes in depth and he's like, yeah, I was at a party. Someone said something to me that I didn't like. And then all of a sudden I squashed his head on the punch bowl and beat the living crap out of him. And then it's like supposed to be serious. And then there's like ones where kids, man, those old school PSAs. You're on the Think Tank. Go. Go.
I think that donut thing is kind of like whenever you're told you can get off of work early and then all of a sudden you can't.
Yeah. Oh, we got a meeting. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
You have that PSA, Fig?
I got it.
Have you ever heard the one, the snitching PSA? The one like it's encouraged you to... It's encouraging
I've never
you to,
heard that
it's
one.
Encouraging you, like, if you know about a crime, to tell the cops what's up. And there's, like, it starts out with, like, the voice guy's like, a lot of times people are intimidated not to report crimes. And then you hear these guys on the background go, snitches get stitches. And then it's like, if you know a crime, don't be scared to say it. Play this PSA. We'll get back to the Think Tank.
It happened at my daughter's wedding. This guy kept shoving me. Finally, I asked him, do I know you? Have I done something to hurt you or your family? He said no and shoved me again. I'd had enough. So I banged his head on the table where, unfortunately, the candle set his hair on fire. My daughter, trying to make me feel better, told me her friends thought what I'd done was cool. But I thought to myself, it's not cool. I'm an adult. Another daughter asked if I'd be willing to see someone who'd been working with post-traumatic stress since Vietnam.
Oh, that's
I said
where
yes,
going.
And that was it. I could not accept I was here when 10 of my men have their names on that black shiny wall in D.C. Guilt permeated every day of my life. Through counseling, I was able to regroup, understand my situation, keep all my men in my heart, and move on with my life.
See?
If you have PTS, do not be ashamed. Be proud and see a professional. I did it, and it worked for me.
No doubt.
It will work for you, too.
And on Memorial Weekend, respect to the troops. Thank you for your service. Can't imagine what you go through, but... Did we really need the breakdown of the guy beating someone up at a party? Couldn't he have just said that?
And his hair caught on fire.
His hair caught on
couldn't
fire.
Couldn't he have just said that there was like temperament
I had
or something
an incident.
Like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost
wonder if the person who put that together was like laughing. Because it's a good message outside of that, but you beat up a guy.
I mean,
and his
it's
hair
really serious,
fire.
But it's hard not to laugh at that story.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think Landry's story about that one NBA game that he was at. When he was ragging on the guy about saying, let's go, boys. I think that's the funniest story you've ever told, man. It was the fatty talking, buddy.
Yeah,
it's the fatty talking.
It's, you can look it up. Look up the Denver trainer with dreads. This was before he had dreads, and it was back when Antonio McDyess was on the Nuggets. Because the reason I know this is because some very, very, very thick blonde was sitting by us, and she was waiting on Antonio McDyess, and we were like, we worked our way behind the bench, and I was with like two of my buddies, And this guy, this little, he's real short. The Nuggets smaller, guy with dreads. Yeah. Denver Nuggets trainer. He's a white dude, but he has dreads now. What's his name? Steve Hess. S-T-E-V-E Hess Hess. He keeps saying, like, every time the Nuggets go, let's go, boys! Let's go, boys! So we literally did it for three quarters, just making fun of me and my other punk-ass friends in, like, sixth grade or something like that. We kept going, let's go, boys! Let's go, boys! And he, during a timeout, comes over to us. We're like, sixth graders.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, either one of you punk bitches want to meet me in the parking lot after the game, let's get it. And I'm just sitting there like, what the heck? Of course, he goes back and we keep going, let's go, boys! Let's go, boys! So he comes back like at the next time out and he's like, hey, I'm sorry, I lost my cool. I apologize. So we stopped there. But it was like, he's going up to sixth graders talking about taking us out in the parking lot.
Sixth grader.
Come on, man. You're on the think tank. Go.
I'm just trying to enjoy a quick lunch at the Chinese buffet, and Cody Stoops just took the last 80 crab rangoons right in front of me.
Oh, man.
Ooh, John.
I've been to buffets with Cody.
I like, oh, yeah, I have too. I did the one in Las Vegas.
Oh, God.
I did the big one in Las Vegas. What was that hotel?
Bellagio?
No.
He likes the Cosmo buffet. Is it the Cosmo?
I think it was Bellagio. We were there 2.5 hours.
Dude, that's the thing. When you go to... And he's lost weight, but like when you go to a buffet with him, you kind of have to pace yourself. Because my thing with like even with Mexican food, once I'm done eating, and my girl gets mad about this too. Yeah. I don't like being around the food.
Oh, you
like
kind of get
once
like
I'm stuffed, no. I'm just
once
like,
you're done, you got to go.
Yeah, I don't
because
want
it
to.
Gets kind of like that coating on top of it.
Yes,
stuff.
And I eat like a prisoner, so I eat fast, so I have to pace myself. Stoots will go to like the buffet and he's legit. It's almost like he's like, well, let's see. This plate of pasta would cost $9.99 at a restaurant. This shrimp cocktail would probably be about $7. So I'm going to get three of these and get the money's worth and all that. And he gets so excited. The most I took him to my sushi spot in Vegas, the all you can eat. Mm-hmm. Awesome place. Like 200 rolls. They make them for you. It's like $23. I've never seen someone more excited.
Oh, we were at the Bellagio, like I said, 2.5 hours. 2.5 hours.
That's a long time.
Yeah, I am aware.
And buffets don't have like, it's not like a sports bar where you can watch the game or something.
Well, Vegas, you can do a lot. But the worst part about sitting in a restaurant a long time, especially where y'all were, because it's not like y'all went off the strip, is there's a lot to do right in front of you. And you're sitting there stuffing your face.
Like in that hotel.
I mean... Did they have the TVs
though.
And the buffet in Vegas? Because
they wanted you to keep it moving.
That's what I'm saying. 2 hours in a buffet is torture.
Did y'all used to F up CC's?
Not really. I wasn't really a CC's person.
Dude, I did. I went with my, I had a couple of friends, Aaron Guzman and Cody Cook. They were fat. And they had a pizza eating contest. Cook's not fat anymore. But they had a pizza eating contest, and you know how many pieces won it? Goozy ate the most pizzas, and
the little square ones. Or they're not square, but the little,
the full size pieces. But they kept the crust so you could count. You know how many pieces of pizza Goozy ate? His fat ass.
How many?
51.
Oh my gosh.
51. Cook got 41. You drenched that in ranch.
What type of friends do you have, man?
Dude, it was embarrassing. And one time, the meanest thing, I'll tell you the meanest thing I ever did to Goose in a sec. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think more sixth graders need to be taken out of the parking lot.
More sixth graders need to be taken out in the parking lot.
Wow.
Let's go, boys. One time there was a broken diving board at a Sweet 16 party, a Sweet 16 birthday. It was actually Terry Bradshaw's daughter's.
Okay.
Sweet 16 birthday. And the diving board was broken, and there were a lot of people there. But Goozy didn't know. Goozy, the fat dude, didn't know that the diving board was broken.
So I
bet him $10 that he couldn't do a flip because he was very athletic, and he knew he could do a flip. So he goes to, like, do the flip, and everybody's watching, and the board just cracks, so he looks even fatter than he already did.
Oh, you dude, set him up,
dude! He threw me in. He threw me in like they had a lake at the house. He threw me in the lake. I deserved it, but he threw me in like the dirty ass lake. Like, I earned that
one. Did you see that story? I think it was on Deadspin about the Rockies, I guess it is their weight coach, strength and conditioning coach. Apparently, this is a thing at the Philadelphia Phillies in the visitor's locker room. There's like a record for the number of Philly cheesesteaks eaten in the course of a series.
Like, how many?
It's been like going on for years, and I had no idea about this. Mike Jasperson, physical performance coach of the Colorado Rockies, after the recent series, in four games, ate 25 cheesesteaks. New record.
What does he look like?
Thin.
He's just like one of those guys that works it all off.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Mark Ryan is listening to Landry and slowly shaking his head in disgust.
Ooh, that's an insult.
My name is Mark Ryan.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Go.
Hey, I think that the person that just said the sixth graders need to be taken out, y'all need to take Madonna and turn it in the wake of everything that just happened. That was cool.
Tony,
wasn't
come
cool.
On.
Wasn't cool.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Go.
I think that I live in the greatest country in the world.
Good for you.
God bless America. Yeah. You're on the Think Tank. Go.
Man, I think y'all got to get that boy J.R. Sport beat back on the show. That man is hilarious.
Dude, I feel like he's kind of gotten a little meaner since he was on our show, too.
Since we called him out.
Yeah, J.R. is the man.
No, he'd be having some strong opinions.
He goes in talking about people getting slapped. J.R. is funny, man. And his delivery is just like the best.
Oh, his voice is the best.
There is no denying.
Yeah, no, his voice.
Tom Brady is one of the best quarterbacks of all time.
There's no dispute. There's no denying. He is the most successful NFL player ever.
It's awesome.
It's likely in this generation that we watch right now, I don't care how old you are, there's a good chance that this is going to be the most successful QB you see. He's just going into the Hall of Fame.
Tyler called in to crap on James Harden after Harden got eliminated.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he made a call into the JR Sport Brief.
How about that?
Called him a turd. Told him to leave the city. Said he's not Houston's problem anymore. Man, JR doing his thing.
Wow.
I do like JR, but this is going to be a really, really, really controversial opinion.
Okay.
I do kind of miss at least hearing every once in a while Pharrell on the bench.
Oh, what really?
I was entertained by Pharrell on the bench, Vicky.
I was not. I was not.
You're on the Think Tank. Go.
I think you like to write, J-Lo. I know you like to grill. Why don't you write yourself a book on grilling? I'll buy one.
Oh, man. A lot of people have asked me that. I don't know if I'm a cookbook guy.
Are you that good of a cook, though? I'm not questioning, but are you that good? No, I'm... John, I love your food. I like the sauce, all that. But I don't, like... That might be insulting to people that are higher level cooks than you.
First of all,
like, are you that good at that?
First of all, I always say I am a cook, not a chef. There's a difference. I don't want to insult chefs. That's kind of what you're saying.
I'm saying like,
but yes, I'm really, really good.
You know who got the cookbook, right?
Who?
Jilly.
Jilly does.
Jilly got a cookbook. Yep.
Who?
Josh Ennis's girl.
That's your
Jilly Anais.
Yes.
Okay.
She got her own cookbook.
Come on.
She got her own cookbook.
No, I'm good.
She what?
She have a cookbook.
What kind of food?
I don't know.
The kind you order?
See, that's what I'm saying.
She got a cookbook.
Yeah, like no, I don't know that you're right to write a book good at cooking.
I've made enough different things over the years.
Yeah, but a lot
I just
of
don't know
have.
If I'm a cookbook guy. I've won two competitions.
With who?
I won a gumbo competition at they're small.
Against who?
Like I think it was like 20-something people, 20-something groups. It's been about 10, 12 years. And I've won, my barbecue chicken is like legit. I've won a competition with my barbecue chicken.
This Boss Baby can cookbook.
Come on.
Creole Cravings. So she's doing a little Creole stuff. All right.
So Deshaun's girl has a cookbook.
She have a cookbook.
Yeah. And an album. And a perfume.
She versatile.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think I won't touch that cookbook if there's a recipe for pea salad in it, though.
Oh, the best. The best.
I'm trying to think about, like, it.
See, I don't just barbecue. I cook. But I love to barbecue and smoke meats. Like, you know, I make a bunch of different pastas. That sandwich I just had was a roast that I made, which is easy. Roasts are easy. But, you know, a lot of different salads. Real good paella. My paella should be in a competition.
Whatever happened to Figgy's cooking show that debuted for like a week?
I never had to cook.
You had a Figgy's World and you were juicing. Where
yeah,
you were like,
oh, I, yeah, no, yeah. No. Remember? Figgy's World was doing everything.
Oh,
I am not a cooker. Y'all should know that.
You did juice and you said you love pears.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Remember Figgy was like, I love pears.
I love pears. I love pears.
You still juice?
Yeah.
Interesting. You're on the think tank. Go.
I think I'd like to try Lopez's pea salad, but in a sandwich with extra mayo.
Oof. I don't know about that.
Sandwich with extra mayo, pea salad sandwich.
I don't know about that.
Some people are taking sandwiches a little bit too far.
Mm-hmm.
The slap on the coleslaw, slap on the fruits. What's with these like chicken salads with grapes? How do you feel about that?
I don't like that.
What is that about?
I'm not a grape in the chicken salad guy.
Why are people doing that?
Some people love it. No, some people actually absolutely love it.
There's a place for fruit. By the way, I learned something when I was watching. Do you ever watch Supermarket
Sweep
Steakout
or whatever it's called? Oh, not Steakout. Supermarket. The one I watched, the Guy Fieri show.
Supermarket Steakout. Like they basically buy people's groceries and then they have a contest and they have to make it. And there's like elimination rounds. Is a pumpkin a fruit?
Yes. I think a pumpkin is a fruit.
Is that common knowledge? Should I have known that?
I don't know it for sure. So I guess it's not common
knowledge. But I mean, they were making fruit stuff and the person used a pumpkin. But I didn't know a pumpkin was a fruit.
Seems like a fruit to me, but a tomato is a fruit too.
Which it should be a veggie.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the rule on a fruit?
It has to grow on the vine. You have to pick it. Like a potato is not a fruit. It's a legume. Obviously, it's a potato, but because it's a root.
You're on the think tank. Go. Go. All right. By the way, on the text line, don't know if this is true or not. The 832 says Deshaun is not with Jilly anymore.
Oh, really?
I was kind of peeping that. I haven't seen the pictures of them two in a long time. I ain't want to jump out there and say that, but she ain't been in Cleveland.
I haven't seen him in the pictures, that's for sure.
She haven't been in Cleveland.
Yeah. I mean, he's still got the social media up with her. I mean, and it's not like he scrubbed it. Deshaun seems like someone that would at least scrub the social media if he weren't with her anymore. I don't know. Maybe something to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knew? Shout out to Jilly. Shout out to her dad, too. Good dude. Mm-hmm. Seriously. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Let's go around the league. Once a popular choice to be the Texans head coach, he got called out by a former player. You'll hear what the player had to say when we go around the NFL next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.